back again. Not yet. We're back again with Christine Liu and my old friend David Linden to conclude another great session of Project Independence radio program here from CW Post LIU. And as usual, this is the Christina hour.
I know, guys. I got a full hour today. I think someone purposely tampered with old time radio.
That's what the radio told me to say.
That's right. You want to watch out now. But luckily, for our little technical issue with the old time radio, we certainly have plenty of things to talk about. So it's not hard for us to fill some time. But prior to this segment, we were talking about different discounts. And another wonderful thing that North Hempstead does is they started, I think it's probably about 2 years now, as the Veterans Advisory Committee they did throughout the town. And that it's made up of veterans who kind of just advise different things and try and get different programs enacted. So one of the things that came out of it actually was the veterans caseworker that we have, who is Gail Sellis, who was one of our Project Independence caseworkers. And we were able to, you know, switch things around that didn't incur any more money, which was wonderful. And Gail will service any vet at any age. She will, you know, you can call 311, get connected to Gail. And what I think is so wonderful is, you know, a lot of these veterans are entitled to a lot of things. But there's paperwork involved, and you need, you know, certain documents. And that's a very overwhelming process in itself. And getting through, navigating the bureaucracy can be very overwhelming for anyone, to say the least. And what's great is that Gail is able to, you know, assist you with that process and do the follow-up for you. And kind of, you know, until it's completed, she can be the main contact, which I think is a huge and wonderful thing. On top of that, the Veterans Advisory Committee, you know, did a bunch of donations to the vet hospital, which I could only imagine how many boxes, because I saw the different wonderful items that were being donated. So that was this past holiday season. And they also have a whole list of veterans discounts that different business are willing to provide, saying thank you for your service to these wonderful veterans. So if you are interested in finding out about that, you can obviously call 311 and get the list. But if you have access to a computer, you can visit www.northhempsteadny.gov/veterans. And there'll be a whole list of all the wonderful discounts. Because, listen, who doesn't love a discount at the end of the day?
Right.
We will all take discounts, I think.
There is no such thing as an odd penny.
That's
They're
right.
All good.
Right. That's right. And speaking of discounts, the wonderful, our receiver of taxes, Charlie Berman, who we're actually going to have on the show the first week in February, is offering these, he's going to continue, these property assessment grievance workshops. You know, it's a great thing to find out when you grieve your taxes. I actually do it, my husband and I do it too, because I say, why not, let's give it a go. Mm. You know, I mean, it can't hurt you to do that. Mm. And you really can save money, you know, by doing this. So what I think is so wonderful about North Hempstead is he actually walks you through that process, which I think is really amazing.
I think what's so important is that you pay your taxes, you support your community, but you pay your fair share. That's what's important.
Right. No, and then, you know, in these, you know, the receiver of taxes will review your property assessment and grievance processes. He'll explain how to fill out the application, whether it's on paper or online. They actually will have the applications there too, which I think is so amazing that North Hempstead is doing this, because, you know, my husband and I had to do this like on our own, which, you know, it can be intense. And this the filing period is for January 2nd to March 1st, 2018. So the next one will be on Tuesday, January 23rd at the Hillside Public Library in New Hyde Park. Then the next one will be on January 24th. Mm. It's actually at the Avat Shalom Synagogue in Great Neck. Then on January 25th, it'll be at the Bryant Library in Roslyn. And, you know, onward through January and February, we'll be promoting those dates too, because it's really great.
I just want to make a comment. Charlie Berman and his office did a great job in keeping people informed.
Absolutely. No, and that's, you know, what I think is really great about North Hempstead, because I know, and I don't live in North Hempstead, and, you know, you're
no,
not actually. No, you know, and unfortunately, you know, I realized this. I always left because, you know, North Hempstead takes their proactive stance of informing you of these things. You know, a lot of these other townships, you're kind of left. If you don't know, then, you know, oh, well, you know, you missed out on it. But what's great is, you know, we're going to have Charlie on, as I said, February 2nd, and he'll talk about these grievances as well as different tax things that can save you money. You know, these star enhancements, these are, you know, he'll go through. There's a bunch of different things that you might be qualified for. So stay tuned on February 2nd, and hopefully you can kind of figure out that stuff, because I think it's certainly important. And as we said, we all want to save money. Next week, I realized, you know, because we are flying through things, that we are not here next week. We're going to do a pre-recorded show next week because it is the town supervisor is delivering her fifth State of the Town address, which is wonderful. You know, Supervisor Bosworth is doing a great job in North Hempstead, you know, on top of all the things with Project Independence. Townwide, she did a lot in 2017, and they'll give you a recap on that in addition to things to come. So if you are interested in attending the lunch portion, it starts at 11:15 a.m. And you could call 311 to get information about the cost of that. But what's really great, too, is that if you just want to come and hear her speech, they have seating for that, too. And that's completely free. It's 1:15 p.m. And it is at Harbor Links Golf Course. So you can get information on that, because it's really beneficial. I think, you know, I make sure I attend to hear just kind of what different things the town is, what goals they have, and kind of what they're interested in doing. And I always like to hear about how wonderful Project Independence is, too, from the supervisor. So if you are interested in attending that, please call 311 or 869-6311 for that as well. Another great thing, you know, we always say we're so fortunate in North Hempstead to have all these different access to these wonderful things. And there's the Gold Coast Art Center is here. They do the film festival in North Hempstead. But what's really great, they've actually reached out to us a lot because they're interested in trying to do more senior-friendly programming. And there's a great organization that we've had on, and it's Making Memories. It's going to be partnered with them. And this whole, it's a series of special programs designed with people living with memory loss and their caregivers. It's going to be offered there. And it's Making Memories with movies and music, because Music and Memory is really an amazing organization that, and it's been proven to show that the power of music reminds people with you know, early dementia or dementia, it brings them back and brings pure happiness and joy. And there's a wonderful documentary on it. But what's great is that now they're partnering with the Gold Coast Arts Center. It's going to be on Monday, February 5th, and that's going to be the music portion. There's a free lunch also that will be there, which is courtesy of Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation, which I think is lovely. The next one will be on Monday, March 12th, which is the movies. Monday, April 9th is music, and Monday, May 14th is movies as well. And what's great is that, you know, you get to kind of engage in discussion and socialize with others, you know, which I think is great, too, because, you know, everyone, you know, there might be that one song that, oh, my God, you know, this brings me back to this or that, you know, which I think is really wonderful. And we're actually going to have them on the show, too, to promote the program as well. So I think it's really great stuff that's going on in North Hempstead. And I think it's, you know, it's a free program, so definitely worth checking out. But, you know, you need to RSVP for this. So you can call 311, of course, and we can connect you, or you can directly call 516-829-2570 to
That's different. Right. I was expecting.
I know, to throw you off, right? But this, unfortunately, this is not a program we're actually directly doing. So, but you can always call through and one, and we can get you the
these
number.
These are all programs to get you out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do something. Leave home. Not suggesting you drive during a snowstorm, but they're there for you. It's what we're making reference to is the extensive reach of Project Independence. And who knows, if you when you get your little newsletter today, tomorrow, a little article on the art of flirting.
That's right. There,
yes.
There well may be, there can be extra dividends at these meetings.
It's great that you actually said
that. All,
that's right. You never know. You know, you can make a relationship, whether it's a friendship or romantic for that matter. But I think, you know, that's actually a great thing, too, because that's the article in there is from the wonderful Fran Green, who was a speaker actually at our conference. She's been on our show. She's a dear friend of mine. She's really a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I think what is great about her thing, you know, sometimes people hear the word flirting and they say, oh, my God, like, I'm not even trying to go there, especially in this climate. But, you know, what's great about her is that flirting is such a bigger concept. And it's really about making connections with people. And the fact that it's never, you know, you should never throw in the towel to doing that. You know, and I think that is really a testament to everything we've been talking about here, because the bottom line is, you know, with groups like the Romeos and stuff, you know, I remember David said he met one of his neighbors that he had no idea was his neighbor, you know, just because they both ended up in this Romeo's group, you know. So it's just, I think it's just important to realize that, you know, you could always make connections and how important that really is to your quality of life.
And, you know, one of the nicest things about making connections is that you're in a drugstore, you're in a grocery store, a movie, and there's someone from Project Independence.
Right.
You wave, you smile, your day becomes a little brighter.
No, it's, you know, that's definitely, it's really something, you know, and I've actually heard that numerous times, you know, even in advisory committees. I remember, you know, our first one when we were just a NORC, the woman had said, you know, that she really felt, you know, she felt lost until Project Independence. But I can't believe that we are out of time almost. Right. You know, I want everyone to remind people to tune into the show.
Right.
Next week, we won't be here, but there'll be a repeated show. We'll have on Cynthia Shaw, who will be talking about enjoying your later years of life. And then we'll have on Bren Flanagan, who was talking about diabetes prevention. So,
well, I think I was on that show. Yes.